With us now is the Browns Director of College Scouting, John Spytek. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Vic. Good to be here.
Well, let's talk about what there's so many, I guess, elements and aspects to the combine that I think are fascinating, and I think people do too. And if we can get behind the scenes a little bit, pull back the curtain a little bit, set the scene for us with regard to the interviews that teams do and that the Browns do with players. These take place. You and I are now in Lucas Oil Stadium, which is housing the workouts, of course, the media and such. But a good portion of your nights, especially, right, days and nights, are for these scheduled meetings with players over at the it's the Crown Plaza Hotel, where the players are housed. Explain, kind of give us a scene setter of what that's like.
So prior to the draft, I think February 8th this year, the combine, we had to submit a list of 60 players to the combine that we wanted to formally interview.
Okay.
And they signed, if you request them, you get them. And they set up a schedule for you. So, you know, at 6 o'clock, you're talking to this guy. At 6:15, interviews start at 6 o'clock every night, and they can run all the way through 11.
And they last 15 minutes in duration.
15 minutes. They blow a horn to start it. They blow a horn to end it. And you're kind of, you know, you're supposed to do your best to get the kid out promptly when the horn blows.
Do you get him out promptly?
That depends on how important the kid is. You know, and if some other team held him a little bit longer, then we might hold him a little
You
bit
might
longer.
Have a little trouble hearing that horn in certain situations.
It depends how the interview is going. So you get 15 minutes with the kids. It can be a long night. You know, it starts at 6. You might have a 15-minute break once between 6 and 11. But they're obviously important. In that room, we have a big projector or a big monitor up, mm-hmm. projecting film that we make cut-ups on each of the kids that we're going to interview.
From their college career?
From the college tape, about 10, 15 plays, just to talk with them. So you might give an offensive lineman the clicker, take us through this first play. What do you see here? What was the line check? You know, if the defense is walking up, they might show a blitz. You can see there's some communication between the offensive line. What was the line check here? So they'll tell you what the pass protection was. If you give it to a quarterback, there might be some sort of blitz. And so what's the blitz? And they might say it's 3-fire zone. I knew this guy was coming because of the way that the nickelback walked up and the safety was rotating. You get a chance to see a sense of their football intelligence.
Right.
So that's one of the big parts of it. The other part, we use to clean up a little bit of character stuff. So if we have some issues with the kid, if he had an arrest, if he had a suspension, you know, anything that we need to clear up or we think might be an issue, we'll address it. You know, we have to ask the tough questions. You got to challenge the kids. You got to make sure they can make you believe that the story is what you're being told it is, and not just what, you know, the agent asked them to tell you.
Sure. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Well, I mean, everybody knows how important these are, and these kids are rehearsed. I mean, they practice everything. They practice the 40s, the short shuttles they run. They practice the Wunderlich. And they're going to practice answering all the questions that we're going to ask them, too.
So does that make it even more imperative on the team to try to get past that, knowing that they're rehearsed in terms of their anticipation of questions and how they're going to answer them? You want to do your best to get them off that comfort zone.
Yeah, so we kind of throw them off a little bit. You see how they respond to a little bit of adversity. And you know, I'm not saying that if they do well under the pressure of the combine, that means they're going to help you win a Super Bowl. I mean, it's not the same kind of pressure, but you get a chance to see what kids are like when they're maybe a little bit uncomfortable.
How much thought goes into those, you said about 10 or so plays on the cut-ups that you put together, which is basically a reel of plays, mm-hmm. a cut-up, you're piecing them together digitally, so that that you use that. How much thought goes into the plays you pick, and give me an idea of why you pick the plays you pick?
We use the coaches a lot to help us on this. We kind of, as scouts, take the first part of the character stuff, and then the coach will kind of go through it. They have a better sense of speaking football with the guy. You know, sure. We're talking about pass protections or blitzes or coverages.
Okay.
And so they'll look, basically they'll try to find plays where it looks like, you know, it wasn't just the guy pass set and blocked the defensive end. You know, it might be a little bit he missed with his hands. So that we use that to come up with ways to make the kid, force the kid to talk football. It's not just I ran a go route. If you're a wide receiver, like mm-hmm. what were your steps here? What was your sight adjustment? If they're working off sight adjustments with the quarterback, why did you run this route? What could you have done better? So we kind of use it like that.
John Spytek, the Browns Director of College Scouting, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Indianapolis, the site of the 2013 NFL Scouting Combine. So we talk about these rooms, and we talk about these 15-minute periods. As you said, if the interview is going well, or if it's a as you put it, a higher priority player. You're going to maximize those 15, and it may spill over, and you get a second horn or something, right? Or somebody gets mad, I'm sure, at some point because another team wants that guy.
Yeah, he might be going to another team right after us. So, that you know, you usually have a runner. He might be knocking on your door being like, you know, I need him. I got to see him now.
Yeah, and do those ever get contentious, those encounters?
No, there's a pretty good process now with the formal interviews that yeah. – You know, I think back about 15 years ago, it used to get a little more contentious, but now...
I heard there were fist fights.
Yeah, I never got any of those, but certainly people get irritated, and the people that we're all reporting to aren't the most patient people in the world all the time, so...
Exactly, and your goal and your mission is to just take care of your team, and that's understandable. But let me ask you this, will an interview possibly go less than the 15 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, if we don't have too many questions to ask and the kid buzzes through the tape... You know, we might look around. Any other questions? Nope. Okay.
That happens?
Yeah, every once in a while. But, you know, it's amazing. It feels like 15 minutes is a lot, and it goes fast. And you got a lot of questions you want to answer. You want to look at this tape, and it goes a lot faster. So I would say way more than that, it goes right up to the horn or a little bit over versus the kid goes a little bit early. But sometimes that happens.
What's the max of the numbers of interviews that, say, the Browns will do that you've been a part of here? Beginning with your first one, you said it usually starts at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So give me a total from the first to the last of interviews in one day or one night.
So it could be 20, I guess, right? So 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock all the way. So there's five hours in there.
All right.
You could do four an hour, so 20 interviews.
So it you could do as many, and you've done it. That's happened.
Those are the – it takes some time. You know, that's hard to get through. I mean, you sit there and you just – kid after kid, you don't even get a bathroom break, or it's right through dinner. So it can be – It can be tough, but it's important.
No,
we got to do it.
And the thing I'm wondering about is, number one, the kid that you get in that last, say, five interviews toward the tail end of the night, he's been through other ones.
Yeah, he may have done the same. If he's a high-priority kid, he may be on his 20th interview by the time he comes. So you got to take it into account. And
so he's worn down, and you guys are worn down a little bit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, could be. But, you know, you could look at it from the other standpoint. The kid's worn down. You know he is. But he still comes in there and does a great job at the interview.
Okay.
The kid's impressive then. I mean, he's got a little – I mean, the easy thing to do would be walk in there and be like, this is my last one, and I'm zapped of energy, and I don't want to be here. But some of these kids will walk in, they're excited about the process, and you can kind of tell they get it, how important this is. They love football. They got good energy. And so that can come through too.
Who – what one player – did the greatest job that you recall in that session or that you'd rank right up there for his interview and it's panned out that he's having the kind of career that connect because he also had ability to go with that interview?
Well, I'll use some of our guys for
that's what I mean.
Like if Joe Hayden, you've been around Joe.
Yep.
Full of life, full of energy. Same way. You know, I'm sure he was talking to everybody and their brother at the combine. And that year he came through. He comes in full of life just like you would expect him to be. Trent was awesome last year. I mean, he's just like you would, like when you're around him right now. He's very serious. He's no BS. You know, you challenge him and he kind of looks at you and says, all right, here we go. And then you kind of like that little bit of the confidence the kids walk in there with.
So you came away feeling good about those.
Yeah, and then we did, we did Mitch Schwartz last year. I mean, it was one of those interviews that was 10 minutes because every question you asked him, he answered like that. You know, he knew the answer. He could explain it to you very logically. Very concisely, and then you're on to the next question. He just attacked all the questions that we did, and now he's that way. I mean, he threw him in the fire this year, and, you know, he did great.
No names, but on the negative side, how many would you say that you've had, let's just even use last year, that were just god-awful and that player wasn't drafted by the Browns, and maybe that player you didn't see end up elsewhere?
Yeah, it happens.
Or did.
It happens from time to time. I mean – You know, sometimes kids struggle with some of the mental stuff at a position that we're really worried about. Mm-hmm. You know, the mental part of that position is important, and they can't do it well enough. They can't communicate well enough for us to be comfortable with that player in our system, you know?
Sure.
We don't try to make anybody feel bad or embarrass anybody. We just try to challenge them. And so, you know, sometimes you might, after 10 minutes, you might say, you know, this isn't going to be a good fit, and we've got all we need to get out of this,
and
it's okay.
On.
That doesn't happen too often. I mean, there's always something you can ask these kids about their background, their families.
Sure.
We have, you know, in front of us, our scouts do a great job every year getting just endless amounts of background information on these kids. So you can look at, we all have a sheet in front of us with kind of the kid's story, at least his college story. So you can always refer to that and ask a few questions.
You're coming into it with as many answers as you already can have. and then just seeing how much he either augments it, confirms, or how he handles what you already know.
There's no doubt we're asking him a load of questions. I mean, half the questions we ask, we know the answer to.
Right.
And we just want to see how the kid's going to answer them, you know. And
sure.
Sometimes you try to see, well, did he answer me honestly? Was it a BS answer? Or was he unsure? I mean, what is it? We do our best CIA work, you know.
There you go.
We're not CIA people by any means, but we try to be.
But you have to, because these are big investments. With regard to the defense and drafting for this, more of this 3-4 base that the Browns will be running, will that be, especially when you talk about video clips and all this other stuff, how will that process, either the interview process or certainly the watching of workout process, influence how you're doing things with trying to draft to that profile?
Well, I think it started a couple weeks ago with, we got the, you know, obviously we got Coach Horton in and his system, and the coaches do a great job of getting us what they need each guy to do, what I need the outside backers to do, what I need the buck linebacker to do, what I need the Mac linebacker to do. And so it's our job as scouts to come here and watch and find the guys that fit, that can do what they want them to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously the more things a kid can do, the more valuable he is, you know. The versatility is key for us, especially on defense. But it's our job as scouts. You know, Jimmy asked me that, you know, can you scout for the 3-4? We'll scout for whatever you want. We got to tell us what you're looking for, and we're going to find it. And, you know, we use this as a vehicle to do that, the combine.
John, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Vic. Good to be here.
All right. He is John Spytek, the Director of College Scouting for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're broadcasting from the 2013 NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.